This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to almost a session that wasn't. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Lots happening in the news. Kimberly Miranda will join us right after the first break. I always have a good time. What's this? I always have a good time when she's on the show with us, always taking things from a bit of a different point of view. In the second hour, I want to talk about the John Kelly thing. And if you don't know what that, I'm sorry, General Kelly, give the man his due. I mean, seriously, think about it. He just had a bunch of garbage come at him, right? He was expected to jump all over this thing. He should have known about it somehow. His crystal ball didn't work. They're all upset about President Trump not coming out and supporting the victims. I don't think that's totally true, but that's my take on it. We'll talk about that in the second hour, though. I don't know how to do this without sounding like I'm making fun, because actually, I am making fun, so I can't do anything. How many of you saw the unveiling of ex-President Oblamo's portraits and Michelle's portrait? Did you see those? My first thought was it was a third-grade artist that was using paint by numbers. I mean, really, that's all you can come up with. The only other one that I've seen worse than this is Jerry Brown's picture, or portrait, whatever you want to call it, at the California State Legislature. Now, President Obama is sitting in a chair, leaning forward, but it's almost like he's Velcroed to this wall of leaves. You know, I mean, am I wrong?
No.
I didn't think so. I mean, look at it. And I don't, it's not like he's in a garden somewhere. Wouldn't that make more sense? Or something? And then Michelle, don't even get this one. It's a black and white portrait.
Not entirely.
Well, okay. It's got a little bit of color. I mean, a little bit of color in the dress. And a light powder baby blue background kind of thing. I don't just, they look weird. They don't look like portraits. Right? They look like somebody took a picture of them and then ran it through one of those things that you have on Facebook where it changes your picture, changes how you look. They probably paid her big bucks for this. Actually, the artist who did these are known for actually having portraits of beheaded white people, but that's a whole show for another day. So you would think, you know what? You know, maybe this shouldn't be the official portrait. Maybe they should go back and do this again. And the reason I say that is, you know, here's your first quote unquote African American president and his wife. I don't really know if the first one should look like this. Why not have a nice portrait like everybody else had? I don't know. Am I being too nasty? Yeah, pretty much. No, seriously. I'm not trying to be nasty, but I don't even want to beat it to death. Oh, I'm sure Kimberly's going to have a lot to say about this when she comes on. I can already tell. I just wish they would give, you know, they're all over Trump for treating that office a certain way. I'm sorry. The last couple in there, I feel, treated it even worse than he does right now. Just my idea. But again, that one with Michelle is kind of freaky looking. You know what I mean?
It doesn't look like her.
No, it doesn't. But it doesn't look. It almost looked like they ran out of ink when they were printing it or doing it or whatever they do with it. Because she goes into grayscale, for God's sakes. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, I always appreciate the time. Head over to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Lots to do up there on the website. You can even buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Buy a coffee mug. There's a bunch of stuff you can do up there. I don't know what you're waiting for. Well, wait for the break. Then you can do it. A school is dropping some literary classics over the oppressive language. Let's forget about history as a whole. We just don't want people to feel bad. The good news is that educators in Duluth, Minnesota, stopped just short of burning books the other day, but the bad news is Duluth Public Schools decided to drop two American literary classics. The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn and To Kill a Mockingbird have been given the heave-ho over complaints from parents and students about the racially charged language. Because that never happened in America. That never happened in the U.S. Seriously. Just amazing. Now, just amazing. Stephen Witherspoon, the president of the local NAACP chapter, told the Minnesota Star Tribune that the books contained oppressive language for our kids. Our kids don't need to read the N-word in school, he told the newspaper. They deal with that every day in the community. Well, listen, we'll get Corey Duncan on if you want. The N-word is mostly used between the black community to each other. No, I've never called a black person the N-word, ever. Nor have I wanted to. Anyway, we'll see if Kimberly feels the same way I do. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. A little rough on the music. I like it that way. Wake you guys up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just truly being part of the conversation. You need to be part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, right, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. You can buy my book. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do up there that would make me very happy. Anyway, I always love what she's on with me. She joins us every week here on The Real Side with me, Joe Messina. Kimberly Marin joins us, as she does, to help me kick off, I'd say kick off the week for all intents and purposes. Get me rolled up. Well, actually, I get you riled up, too. I love it.
Yeah, except I need to go to bed after this show.
Well, a little shot of whiskey, a little warm. Yeah, anyway. First things first. I mean, I'd like your artistic viewpoint on the Obama's new portrait?
I mean,
oh God. Well, you look at you look at Mr. Obama there, and I'm thinking it looks like he's stuck to a wall of leaves.
God.
Be nice.
I'm trying to be nice. That's why I'm pausing before I speak. I don't know. Is he, like, in some kind of flower garden and he's the weed? that'll kill all the flowers? I don't know.
Well, I was, you know what, on a serious note, I'm sitting here going, I realize that they can do anything they want to, but that portrait is, it's just bad. It doesn't even, it looks like there was somebody else sitting in the chair and they attached the head and the hands. The hands just don't look like they go.
I'll put it this way.
Don't.
Aliens, thousands of years from now, when aliens come here and they see all the presidential portraits, they're going to look at that one and they're going to say, he was actually president?
Well, and then don't forget Jerry Brown here in California. His painting looked like Salvador Dali did it. That's how bad it is. Okay, and I'm not joking you. It's all different colors and looks like you took a hit of acid before you looked at it, you know?
Well, he is Governor Moonbeam.
That's right. And then I go over and look at Michelle's dress or Michelle's portrait, and I said, it doesn't even look, I don't know. It almost looks like he ran out of ink.
I'm looking at Moonbeam's portrait now. It's horrifying.
See, what did I tell you? What did I tell you, right?
Oh, my.
And he, think about something. He commissioned that, he approved it, and he hung it at the State House. Oh, God.
That just says everything.
Isn't it?
Oh.
So, yeah, I got a kick out of this because all the money they spent on this, and I'm thinking, wow, you did not, I'd do a do-over.
I don't understand why Obama isn't wearing a pink pussy hat.
Okay. Send your cards. Send your love cards and letters too. Anyway.
So but the one true thing about Michelle Obama's portrait, it is a true representation of the hideous style she had as first lady.
God.
That is the one thing that's true.
Yeah, you know
go
what?
Ahead. Send me your emails. Come on, bring it. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah, you know, it's really funny because I look at this stuff and I say to people, they had money to do this. They had money to do it the right way. And they could have done, I don't care whether you like them or you don't like them, but they could have had some nice, you know, presidential, whatever, what do you want to call them, more classy portraits done of themselves. These things are going to be around for a while, right? Anyway.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Boy, you are feisty tonight, aren't you?
Oh, well, God. I mean, if you're going to have a portrait done of you, and you know that it's going to be around forever, long after you're gone,
yeah.
Don't you want it to be a really true representation of the people or the person you were while you were in office, at least?
I would. Yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, that's, you know... I like the idea that it's a more relaxed kind of portrait than you know, the typical presidential type portrait. But my goodness.
Yeah.
In the garden? Come on.
So, see, we agree. I do like the more relaxed look that he has because that's kind of how he sat most of the time anyway. But, you know, Reagan's portrait in California at the California State House as governor is him just kind of leaning on one of the open ways, I think it said his ranch or something like an open walkways or what have you. It was more like him. You know, I don't mind paintings like that, but I'd like to see an actual painting. Anyway, speaking of more crazy stuff, okay? I was just doing a story before I brought you on by Todd Starnes about a school dropping, what is it? It's The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn and To Kill a Mockingbird. Bird?
Yeah.
Right, okay. And part of the reason behind that is because the NAACP says, the local NAACP says that it's the oppressive language and the excessive use of the N-word. Now, I can bring Corey Duncan on. I don't mind fighting this because he's talked about this a million times. First of all, the N-word is used, you know, black people call black people N-word all the time. And even a lot of them think it's wrong, but they do it. Somehow they accept it. The NAACP saying that it's oppressive language. How are we ever going to know how ugly some of our history was if we don't keep this stuff around? I'm not saying you keep it around so that we know how dominating we were or how nasty. I want kids to know how ugly we were at one time, and we've been fixing it for years.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just about that. It shows a point in time in history, but it also talks about justice, and it shows and good people, it despite skin color. So it showed there's a lot of things in To Kill a Mockingbird stories that show both the good, bad, and the ugly.
Right.
That time period.
Like
and
it
yet
said,
they want to dump it.
To Kill a Mockingbird. It was a book that was set out to expose racial injustice. Now it's racially offensive.
And yeah, but yes, the rap song that says the N-word 20 times in 1 minute is perfectly fine.
Good point. I mean, seriously, is the NAACP outraged at those songs, you think?
I doubt it.
Right? And then Shannon Gibney, an instructor at the Minnesota Community and Technical College, said that the book is a white savior narrative. No. How about we stop with the color stuff, right? Isn't that what Martin Luther King wanted? Didn't he say it should have nothing to do with the color of your skin? I mean, God forbid. But we got to go to a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. We'll beat on this a little bit more, and then we'll move on. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. We're going to have a good time. Don't go far. Come on back. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yeah, I want to be like you. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you want to send me an email, you can send it to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I want to get right back to her. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to go over the craziness. I mean, there is some crazy stuff going on, and we'll get to the one that's like really over the top in a second. First, Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me. Okay. Sorry, I was on mute.
It's okay. As long as I know you're there. You know, it's always fun to read stories like this, and, you know, because I'm going to get a bunch of emails tonight and tomorrow about how dare I speak to the black plight, to the black issues, to the black situation. Well, wait a minute. Everybody's speaking about my issues. I'm the old white guy in the room, and everybody's telling me what I'm doing wrong and what my problem is and why I'm like I'm at. Whatever. So you brought up a good point, though, before we went to break. You've got these hip-hop songs, you know, where you're talking about abusing women, abusing others, using the N-word, and the NAACP is, like, silent on that. Isn't that, like, hypocrisy that's finest?
Well, they are of the left-wing variety, so that is what they are, hypocrites. How many times do we talk about that every week? Every week.
And the mere fact that the one writer says that To Kill a Mockingbird is nothing more than a white savior narrative, which means that anything that a white person does to help out a black person in any way means that they're simply thinking that they're better than you and they can help you. It's sick. It is sick on so many levels.
Of course it is. And that's... You can try to think like the left thinks, but they're just going to come up with something worse and worse and worse. That makes you understand how truly demented they are. Not all of them. And I'm talking about the true, you know, far left, like these Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about regular Democrats. But that they are really out of their minds. You see it. We've been all watching it for years. We've all been watching it, living it for 8 years, really out in the open living it for 8 years. That's why Trump was elected.
So, oh, I agree with you. I think people get tired of the craziness, even from within. Look at that CNN, what was it, that little CNN group that they pulled together a few weeks back to try to get on Trump's case, and they were blindsided because most of the people were pro-Trump, and they were Democrats, and they were specifically talking about how their party had left them, and they were tired of it. You know what I'm saying? They really got slapped around. They really didn't know what they were getting themselves into, did they?
No, of course not, because they don't. Look, they're in New York, D.C., or the West Coast, right? They're not in the general population, the majority of the population of across the country, that's spread out across the country, I should say. They are in these city centers, and they have no idea what regular Americans think, how they are, what they believe. They just think everybody's supposed to think like they do. And normal people don't think that ridiculously. Normal people use their brains, not their behinds.
Oh, the brain thing again. There you go. I don't know. Hey, I want to go hit this one, because this one to me, I can't take enough hits off the crack pipe to have this make sense. Okay? This Kim Jong-un's sister, they are just loving on her. They are fawning all over her and how much she brings to the table. Are we serious here? I mean, do they understand whose sister she is and what she actually does in the regime? Or they don't care?
Yes. Yes, they do. You know why? Because they're propagandists, too. That's
right.
Why they like her.
That's a good point.
Think about it.
Oh, but come on. I mean, I think it's because they hate Trump so much. Anything that is 180 degrees from him, anything that is totally different than Trump or what Trump stands for, they're for. I'm looking at all these stories. I can't find a negative one on her.
Okay, listen to me. Even when Obama was in the White House, that's when they talked out loud about how much they revered horrifying left-wing people. Remember Anita Dunn said that she was on the Obama's campaign. Back in 2008, she said that one of her heroes was, or whatever people she listened to, was Chairman Mao. Okay? Van Jones was a professed communist. These are people that have finally taken their masks off and shown their true colors, and CNN is just going along for the ride. Because they're the same. Not everyone, of course. I don't know. I don't think.
I know.
But it's the same thing.
You know, and the way they're shooting the pictures, you know, what's her name? Kim Yo-jong. They put her just up behind Mike Pence, and they're constantly taking pictures of her and Pence, and you know who's more pleasurable. Are you serious? The guy's got to look on his face like he's paying attention to what's going on. She's got to look on her face like, I wonder if this shot will look good. And when they snap the picture, will I look better this way or this way? You know, I mean, seriously, this is sad. I mean, this is scary sad. Seriously.
To be honest with you, I don't know what South Korea was even thinking. South Korea has a leftist in there now, too, as their president. I don't know what they're thinking. This is when you legitimize and normalize a dictatorial, horrific regime like this, you hurt the people even worse. That's what Obama did with Cuba. That's what other countries have been doing with Cuba and the Castros all these years. If you legitimize the North Korea and Kim Jong-un as a leader, it makes it worse for the people. It makes it you know, pumps him up and primps him up. And it doesn't get better for the people. And that's the whole thing. He has human rights violations, for God's sakes, across the board. Stuff we probably would never even know about. And they're all saying, oh, isn't his sister so cute? Oh, my goodness. It's disgusting.
I'm with you. I'm just finding them. Now, you're up in the New Hampshire area. When I was a kid in Massachusetts, you couldn't buy brew on the weekends, or on Sunday especially. But we knew where to get it. Just had to drive up over the state line, because you have state liquor stores in New Hampshire. Do you still have state liquor stores or not?
Yes.
Wait a minute. That sounded bad, right?
So, I grew up in Massachusetts as well, and yeah, we couldn't buy on weekends, but I could go to Vermont and get it. But we have package stores. We call them packies.
Right.
We have package stores around the state. It was a corner store, family owned. They sold everything: beer, wine, liquor. Now, in New Hampshire, you have to go to the state liquor store. You have to know where they all are.
Okay.
And you can only buy wine and booze. You can't buy mixed, like, soda to go with the booze. You got to go to a different store for that. And you can't buy beer at the liquor store. You have to go to a different store for that.
That's that Puritan stuff. See, all those religious people were terrible. It is, although it is 2017, you're 18, your people could do something different. But apparently now what? You New Hampshire's going to ban wine shipments from outside the state or something? What is that all about?
There's some bill that they're trying to put into place, and I think they had good intentions with the bill.
Yeah.
But when you actually look at the bill, it's going to make it so we can't get, like, Wine of the Month clubs. And I know lots of people who do. I'm not one of them. But I know people who do. So they kind of screwed up. So we have to try to kill this bill because that's ridiculous.
Well, you didn't really expect them to read it and figure out what it meant, right? You just expected them to vote on it, didn't you?
Live free or wine. Damn it.
Oh, that is, that is a whole, what? Seriously.
There's like over 800 pieces of legislation in the New Hampshire House of Representatives because we have 400 yahoos, legislators. It is difficult. I mean, lots of people look at the legislation and try to see and go through certain ones. I'm going to be at the State House tomorrow testifying on one.
Well, we got to go for a break. Hold that thought. We'll do it on the other side. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Limited. A name you can trust.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation as a whole. I really do. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just bring her back on. Kimberly Marin joins us, as she does every week, to help us kick off the issues that are going on. Kimberly, thanks for being with me. You're doing something special tomorrow, right? I think, maybe, kind of, sort of.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to testify in the State House against the gender identity bill.
Okay. What does your gender identity bill look like? Because they, you know, they're different in different states.
Well, since it's being pushed by an out-of-state org that pushes it all over the country, it's probably basically the same. Making up gender identity and gender expression as a protected special class in the state of New Hampshire. Their excuse is that trans people don't have protections against discrimination, which is a blatant lie, because trans people have already been using our discrimination laws for 10 to 20 years to sue for discrimination in cases where they feel it's occurred. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun circus in the State House tomorrow.
Oh, my God. I can only imagine. So,
I'll take pictures.
Yeah, please. This ought to be fun, because you said you were bouncing back and forth between two bills, right?
Yeah, there's another bill for judiciary for gun legislation, shoring up law, firearms definition, and getting rid of language that's not suitable after passing constitutional carry.
You know, here, the California, you know, I don't even know. How about inmates? I mean, we are, there's a lot of people that are stuck in this state. They really can't easily move out. And it's just getting worse as the days go on. A federal judge threw out a case or ruled against you being able to have more than 10 rounds in a magazine. Again, it's just craziness because the court decided that, just like Gavin Newsom, who may be the next mayor. In essence, Gavin Newsom says the Second Amendment allows you to have guns, but it doesn't say anything about ammunition, right?
Well, you know, the First Amendment didn't say anything about beyond a quill and parchment paper either, did it? God, the guy's an idiot. Don't get me started on Newsom. Look, whenever I have gun control addicts say to me, why do you need more than 10 rounds? I always say to them, do you have ESP? Will you let me know how many rounds I'll need to protect myself against someone who's potentially attacking me? If you do, please, by all means, let me know.
Yeah. I just tell them I'm a lousy shot. And I need as much as I can to make sure I hit what I'm shooting at. You know what I'm saying? So, here's one that'll make...
No, the thing is, you don't know how many you're going to need to stop.
I know.
An attacker.
I'm tired of this. I am so tired of some of this stuff, right? Did you hear this magazine called, what is it, Glam Mag? Are you familiar with that?
Glamour?
That's not real. That's a satire site.
That, is it? The site is?
Yes.
You know, you guys are trying to catch me off guard. You're doing a great job at it. Anyway. Well, because I got all this stuff. Don't, because they'll just make fun of me again. They always do. Oh, God. Hey, so here's one we can have some fun with before we're up on time. Thousands of California sex offenders now could be released because a judge said, you know what? Yeah, there's too many people in jail in California. It's one of the things that went down there a couple of years back. A judge said, hey, look, you guys got too many people packed in your jails. You got four to a cell. And I'm thinking to myself, I had four kids to a room. Right? I mean, you and I probably do a lot of large families on the East Coast. They had four kids to a room. It wasn't the end of the world. And in case the judge doesn't understand it, this is jail. They're in jail. They did something wrong. So you've got 10,000 sex offenders that the judge has set up some guidelines for that says, hey, you know, you need to let these people out because, you know, they weren't violent offenders. You're already got too much going. Go ahead. I know
sexual
I couldn't stop that.
Sexual assault is not a violent offense? What is wrong with your judges in California?
It's the air. It's something in the air. I'm telling you.
So you have these nutbag judges who are letting out sexual offenders, but yet women can't protect themselves, and men aren't really allowed to actually protect themselves with firearms against these people who already have a criminal record and are already known to be sexual assaulters.
Well, the problem with these things is that they always plead to something else. They plead to a lesser crime. They move them over laterally, you know, into aggravated assault or something along those lines just to get them either in jail or out or move through the system quickly. So when you come in and you say, hey, let's take the ones that are nonviolent in nature, I'm sorry, rape, sexual assault, as you just said, they're all violent in nature. So now what, we have degrees of violence? Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah, because the word assault itself is violent, right? I mean, these are the same people that think a black rifle is an assault rifle, even though it isn't, and they're scared of it, but they're going to let people who commit assault out sooner than they should be. I mean, granted, there's no rehabilitation in prisons today, or not that there ever has been, but the recidivism rate, how high is that going to be?
Oh, look at as far as this goes, you every one of these people that you talk to that will say, look, sexual assault, these perverts that are attracted to very, very, very young kids, young girls or what have you, they don't ever say, yeah, I've got this thing licked, I won't have this problem again. It's not true. It's just not real. So why not listen to the people that are involved in it? Why not listen to the people that are the ones that are being tugged at and say, look, I'm not fixed. You can't let me out. Oh, no. They know better.
Yeah, exactly.
God.
You know this country is upside down when illegals are more important than citizens, when men who pretend they're women or believe they're women are more important than actual women, when criminals are more important than their potential victims. We really have a problem in this country, and it's not general society of Americans or immigrants who came here and are working to be American citizens. It's the loon bags on the left and all the people that they support above the people they actually represent.
All right, so this one will make you go thud in your chair. I know it will. So there's a new California bill moving through that would ban tackle football before high school, right? So a bill introduced Thursday would ban tackle football before high school in California. The Safe Youth Football Act was introduced by Kevin McCarthy, not McCarthy, but McCarthy, Lorenzo Gonzalez Fletcher, and the aim of the bill is to curb any long-term brain damage that has been linked to the repetitive hits in the head that take place in football, such as chronic trauma and blah, 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 to go on. The science is clear. Head injuries sustained at a young age can harm kids for the rest of their lives, okay? But their fix, like so many other things they do in California, let's just ban it, right? Go ahead.
Well, no, I want to know what they're going to do about all the head injuries that have happened to these congresspeople. Clearly something happened.
No, this state is just, think of all the things that go on here. The straw ban, right?
You know what, Joe? It's not just California. California is just one of the worst. It's everywhere. Oh, my God. One person does something horrifying, so we got to ban them for everybody else. 99 million people didn't do anything bad with that thing, but we're going to ban it for all of them. That is how ridiculous politicians have become.
How are you?
And the right does it too, but it's mostly on the left.
Yeah. How are you going to keep? All right. They're saying the average age they're looking to save is kids under 12. How are you going to keep these kids? Oh, don't hit! Don't hit! No hitting. I know you're playing football, but no hitting. Right? I mean, it's just amazing to me. How are they going to do this?
Well, maybe next they can change the uniforms to be skorts or something.
How about they just wrap us in bubble wrap? Don't you think that would work too?
That would probably work. that might work, yeah.
I don't know. I don't. These stories, flabbergast me so much, I don't even know where to go afterward. I'm sitting here looking at some of these other stories that are coming up, and I'm thinking to myself, this is nuts on so many levels. These guys have so many other things to deal with. The homeless population, right? The number of people living below the poverty rate in California is horrendous.
But think about it. It's not just banning football, right? It's taking away parental rights to make that choice for a child. Taking away the children's choice to want to do that. The political class is saying, you know what, Mom and Dad? You might want your kid to play football, but we don't want you to have that choice because we know better than you.
We know better how to take care of your time.
Yeah.
No, sir. Look, there was a city in California. Oh, we got to go. But there was a city in California that actually banned smoking in apartments. Why? Because the smoke will work its way through the wall to the other side and hurt somebody. I'm going, seriously? Are you people serious? Anyway, quickly, tell people where to find you.
Hipster political buzz, Granite Cross, and conservative IND on Twitter.
Always a pleasure. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Get a lot more coming up in the next hour. I'm telling you, we're going to talk about due process and what's actually happening in the White House. We'll be back in a few minutes.